A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest they laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to the servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. See what you missed. Just like you, I've attended a number of dinners and banquets and have been participating in them, and most are good. You like to sit down and enjoy whatever they have. But if there is one in particular that stands in my mind, a dinner that I attended goes back over 40 years ago. And I remember that meal because what had happened was that I had just finished all my studies in Rome and I had packed up. But before I got back to the States, one of the places I went to was France to visit relatives because one of my relatives was getting married and he really wanted me to attend. And not knowing exactly how the customs are there, what are the traditions. It is there that you have to get married civilly first, the day before. And so we went to that ceremony, and then in the morning on Saturday, we went to church and had the wedding. And outside of the church in the plaza, they had cake and champagne. And I thought, well, this is pretty nice, very simple, low-key. But my relative said, no, he said, wait till tonight. We're going to have our dinner. Not knowing exactly what this meant, I did find out. We left about 6:30. It took us about a half an hour, 45 minutes to get to the restaurant. We didn't leave until 4 in the morning. I gave up counting courses after 5. There was a different wine for every course. That's what prevented me from going counting beyond number 5. But the meal was spread out, and it was so nice to visit and to be with friends and just to enjoy the entire evening. To me, I have not forgotten that banquet, that dinner. And yet, I think it's going to pale in comparison to what will be known in the kingdom of God. In the vision that Isaiah gave the people, look towards the highest mountain, and you will see the kingdom of God. I want to go back to last Sunday just ever so briefly, which helps lead into our passage for today. Both passages are found in what's called the first section of the prophet Isaiah. The reading last week is right towards the very beginning, in which basically God said, "This is it. You've lost the kingdom." He was going to allow the people of Babylonia to come and invade and take over the kingdom of Israel. Some could stay, some were forced into exile. And the reason was because they didn't follow God's way, they followed their own. They turned away from God and even worshiped false gods. So now let me take you to this passage, which occurs later. Probably occurred probably a couple decades later. God never gives up, because he conveys to Isaiah and tells them, "I want you to tell the people about my kingdom, my eternal kingdom." So Isaiah said, "Look to the highest mountain that you could ever imagine, and there will be the kingdom of God." God's kingdom is an eternal feast, a great banquet that you can sit down and enjoy forever, 24/7, and never worry about calories or gaining weight. It is going to be a banquet that is surpassing any banquet you have ever attended. But the prophet Isaiah said, but first of all, that it is not automatic. There's an invitation. And presently, you're not going to be able to enjoy the kingdom of God. Because what he calls is a veil. He said, there's a veil that separates the kingdom of God from us. That veil is known as sin and death. But again, the prophet Isaiah, God speaking through him, saying, again, don't give up, because one day I will send someone very special to remove that veil. Now, we know that individual as Jesus Christ. That at the moment of his death, as it's recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, when Jesus gave up his spirit on the cross, it is said that the curtain in the sanctuary was torn in two. What it tells us is this, that at the time in the temple, there was a curtain that separated everyone else from the high priest. The only person who could enter the sanctuary was the high priest. It was his role to bring all the prayers together, to offer them up to God. Maybe there still might have even been sacrificial sacrifice as well. And people might have known what was going beyond behind there, might be able to see a glimpse. But now with the curtain torn apart, they could see for themselves. And so therefore, as that veil came down, the invitation is there that if you want to inherit the kingdom of God, it is there. We can go from here to there. Whenever we celebrate the Eucharist, we're given the opportunity to have our eyes opened once again, to see in the celebration of the Eucharist the glimpse of the kingdom. But we also have to be reminded about this invitation that God has given to us. It's not automatic. What are we doing here on earth in preparing for the coming of the kingdom? Are we treating well that invitation by living a worthy life here on earth? A great symbol of that was found in our gospel passage, where the king told his servants, go out and invite anybody you see and tell them to come to this banquet. But there was a man there who didn't dress his best, which tells us he wasn't really ready and prepared and took the invitation not seriously. And because he didn't, he couldn't stay for the banquet. Once again, the Lord is calling us to use and to accept and to cherish that invitation that he holds to each and every one of us through baptism to inherit the kingdom of God, but live a life here worthy so that that invitation will be yours and that we can enjoy the kingdom of God and that banquet rather than to see it from the outside. We want to be inside and sit down at that table forever and enjoy the banquet that God has prepared and enjoy seeing God face to face.